Welcome to part one of Redefining Manhood. I am Rick Forche, and in this part I'm going to talk about a case of mistaken identity. So typically, a man's sense of identity is broken down into two aspects. One is the societal, the standard societal male behaviors he exhibits, and the second would be how successful is he in accomplishing those societal standards defining manhood, typically defining manhood. So what are some of the typical societal standards that we adhere to or are exposed to from a young age? So the modern day man, this includes being competitive, it's being driven, it's being tough, non-emotional. So being handy, as an example, it can fix things. These are typical things that men are supposed to be. And then there's success. So what does that mean? Typically today, it's how much money you make, how far along you get in your career, how far you climb that corporate ladder, where you are in a social status, so your accumulated wealth and possessions. And for me, this was a big one, is what roles are you tied to? So defined by our roles that we adhere to. So father, husband, employee, employer, boss, son, brother, uncle, whatever those roles are, how important are those things in our lives and how much emphasis do we put on them? So those societal norms, when we embrace them, are what I call a case of mistaken identity. When you don't understand that you're actually going through that process and not consciously choosing what your identity is. Now, I believe a man's identity is profoundly different. And your identity is not what you do, but it's how you do it. So I can be all of those things, father, husband, businessman, corporate executive, laborer, whatever my career and job is, whatever roles I perform as an individual. What's important is not those things that I do and how much money I accumulate, but the way in which I behave while I'm doing those things. And that's the key. So am I doing these things from a place of peace? Am I being authentic? Am I living integrally? Am I in alignment with who it is that I want to be while I do these things? So who I am, my identity, doesn't change from one thing to another that I do. I approach all of these different things in my lives that I do in the same manner. To me, that is my identity. And my identity is made up of my character traits and my values and my morals. That is where the authenticity and the integrity come in. So I want you to think about that. And how integral and authentic are you being in your life as you do these different things? Because typically, and I'm speaking from my own personal experience in the past, I would modify my internal identity somewhat to what I was doing. Who did I want others, or who I thought others wanted me to be? Being somewhat of a people pleaser, what characteristics do I need to show in that situation, or suppress? So just take that away, and are you living an authentic, integral life, or do you have a case of mistaken identity? Just watch yourself as you move through your day and through your week and ask yourself that question, am I being integral, am I being authentic? And if you're not sure, write down what's important to you. What are your values, your morals? Who is it that you want to be? And then do your best to follow that day to day and see what happens. All right, so that's part one, a case of mistaken identity. Stay tuned for part two. Thanks, and please share this and share your feedback. I am Rick Forche. Take care.